Well, first of all, Oran, congratulations on winning the Seamus McGeady Award. It's certainly a great honour. I know a special one for you.
Yeah, it is. It's a great honour, you know, to be rewarded with it. And it's, as you say, a special one for me. I knew Seamus well, you know. He was always at every match, and after every game, he was the first man to congratulate you and want to get a few words askew you. So, you know, we miss him every day, and especially at the games, you know, when he's not there anymore. So, yeah, it's a great honour for me to win this award.
Yeah. And of course, it's been a great year winning the championship, and looking forward now to an Ulster final.
Yeah, it's been a great year. Won the league, won the championship, Ulster final now.
Stuff. And of course, we can't forget winning an Ulster Championship with Donegal as well, and Dr. McKenna Cup.
Yeah, so there's plenty of silverware there. Yes, stuff of dreams, really, you know, especially with the club now going to an Ulster final. You know, the club's never experienced anything like this, so, you know, it's a great experience for all of us and the players, management team, people from Gidor in the parish involved with the club. So, you know, there's a great buzz around, and everyone's looking forward to it.
And tell me, what's the mood like in Gidor? What's the atmosphere like at the moment?
Ah, it's great. It's great buzz about. You know, everyone's talking about the football. It's on everyone's hit minds. You know, it's all everyone's talking about. You meet people in the shop, they're congratulating you, and they're so, you can tell by the way they're talking how excited they are. You know, because you know, it's something they've never experienced before. We've been in a few county finals, but you know, an Ulster final now is just different level of stuff. You know, it's a great experience.
And is it something maybe that you have to switch yourself off from, maybe, and try and avoid too?
Probably more so now, probably in the week leading up to the game. Whereas, you know, the last week there, you could kind of take it all in and take in all the excitement and the buzz. But now it's just time to get the focus on and get back training now tomorrow and get the focus on. And you know, just credit to all them. The boys in that team this year, that's been a massive tribute, or whatever you want to call it, to all the boys, the focus that they've had all year. And you know, all our focus has just been on the next game, so you know, it's been top class.
And talk to me about Ulster. You've come through Ulster very handy so far. Good away win against Carrigan, maybe caught napping a bit in the second half, but pulled away again, and then last week's big win against Cross Midland.
Yeah, no, two massive wins against two very good teams. You know, as you said there, the Carrigan game, early in the second half, they upped it a level, and we were just probably still in the dressing room, and you know, they came back to within 2-3 points, and then we got a goal to kind of give us that cushion going into the last 10 minutes or so. And it was kind of similar against Cross McGlen. They were coming up to half time, they brought it back to 4 points, and then the second half again was a bit touch and go. They were coming at us, but then Cassidy got the goal and to give us that cushion again. So, you know, it's kind of, that's the way Ulster football goes. You're never safe or comfortable in a game, just because you're playing against such top quality teams, and they're always going to be biting at your heels. So, you know, we have to learn from that now and take it into the next game and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, how do you prepare for that? Because like, if you take it last week in the first half, first 20 minutes against Cross Midland, you looked in a different orbit, you looked at a higher standard altogether.
Yeah.
You know, when you were playing flat out.
I think maybe the conditions, you know, that Carrigan game was a very tight pitch. You know, I didn't play now, but even watching the game, it was very tight, and it probably suited Carrigan because, you know, we like to have plenty of space, and you know, it suits us. But you know, that Cross McLean game was a bit of a strange one. It was just something we're not really used to, especially playing Donegal. It was just kind of man on man, and you know, you can find those spaces when you have man on man. There's not defensive setup, so, but no, that's what you want. That's the enjoyment that you get out of football when you're playing them games. It's great. So, you know, the Scotstown game now, we just don't know what to prepare for, because you know, they've kind of played similar to Cross McGlen all year, kind of man on man. But you just don't know now. They could go defensive now, so after watching us the last game, they could set up differently, but we'll see.
Talk to me about the difference of Ulster and Donegal. A little bit more physical, I suppose.
Yeah, it is a bit more physical. Now, we're not saying Donegal championship's not physical, because it definitely is, but I think when you're coming into Ulster football, you're playing against obviously county champions from other counties, and they're all well-oiled teams, and they're all good physical players, you know, and they're playing at the highest level nearly. So, yeah, it is a different level, and you know, but we're lucky, we have a lot of boys that have played at that level before, and plenty of experience, so that kind of stood to us in the last two games. So
winning a championship at Donegal, championship was the number one objective, wasn't it, at the start of the year, and anything that happened in Ulster was a bonus.
Yeah, definitely. Ulster is bonus territory for us here now. You know, the goal at the start of the year was to get to a county final and win it after last year losing the semi-final against Glenty. So that was the goal, to put that right and to win the county championship, because, you know, it was 12 years since Skeedor won it last, and that was just far too long. So, you know, that was the goal. Now we're obviously into Ulster, and as I said, it's bonus territory, and we haven't kind of taken it as that. We've kind of taken it as a very, very serious opportunity to win Ulster. Like, and obviously, if you win Ulster, then you're into an All Ireland semi final, and just anything can happen. And it's the stuff of dreams, really. You know, preparing now for an Ulster final, like, it's, wouldn't have thought about it even the last few years, but, you know, we're here now, and it's
And as you said, Scott's turned the Monaghan champions. You know, they play a similar type game maybe to Cross Midland. What else do you know about them?
Some quality players. Like, you've the two Hugheses there, Conor McCarthy, obviously Rory Began, Shane Carey. Like, they've quality players, and they've shown that even the last game there against Coleraine, they were 3 or 4 points down going into the last five minutes or so, and they turned that around. Obviously Rory Began, you have one of the best kickers of a ball in the country, and, you know, you concede any free kicks inside your own half here and he's going to stroke them over. So that's another thing we have to work on, is to limit the frees that we concede. So Scotstown are a quality team. You know, we'll probably watch a bit of video on them and see what we have.
But nevertheless, you know, Cross Midland were a quality team as well, and obviously beating a team like that is a wild boost to confidence.
Yeah, definitely is. You know, Cross Midland, probably the biggest club in the country. Never mind Ulster. You know, they've won so much in the last couple of decades, but. Yeah, it was, you know, there was a bit of pressure on us going into that game because it was Cross McGlenn. You know, they've that kind of aura about them that teams fear them. But, you know, we didn't really fear them, but we were just kind of, you know, we knew how good a team they were, and we knew that we had to perform at the highest level we could to beat them. And, yeah, it's always nice to beat Cross McGlenn. Not that we get a chance to do it very often.
And take another performance like it, maybe even a little bit higher this weekend.
Definitely a higher performance needed in every aspect, on every position in the pitch. Every man's going to have to take it to another level now to beat Scotstown, because, you know, they've won 4 out of the 5 last Monaghan championships, I think, and they were in an Ulster final a few years ago. So, you know, they've plenty of experience, and they've been there, kind of, and they know what it takes now to get to a final, and they'll know what it's going to take to win it. So, you know, we definitely have to take it to another level.